The father, he worked with my dad. And my dad never told me that I was not to play or to be around those children, because I love to play with anybody. As an only child, you'll just, anybody will play with you. He was loved. You love him. But my mother kind of, did not want me to carry my dolls. She wanted me to save my dolls, and I could not ever understand that, why she didn't want me to play with my dolls up at their house. And if I had a new doll, or a lot of times she had to go pick up my father at work wherever he was, because we had was a one-car family, and I would beg to play with the children up there, and she would say, "Now, don't let them play with your doll," and I never could understand that. And she never did say, but that was the only prejudice that I can remember. But they didn't call it prejudice. They just, in their own subtle way, would, now that I think back, would say things like that.
Integration became a very important event. Do you remember how that occurred in Roswell? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Not really, because we were a close-knit place. I know that the children never were where, you know, the black children were in their spots, our places, and we were in our places, and that they were not allowed to go to the theater. They were not allowed. I don't ever remember seeing them on the street, but I know they had to be. But it was not a time that, you know, they didn't shop in the same grocery, or they didn't mingle with the white people there in Roswell. Or so I don't know. Actually, the prejudice, you know, when segregation came in, I'm trying to think of the lady's name on the bus. Oh, well, we'll think of it later. Yes, yes. But the lady who was on the bus, it died recently. Yes. It's kind of, I heard about it, but not. It was very strange to me that she would do have to do this. But I can remember them walking to the back of the bus and sitting down as we would. My mother would drive to Buckhead and leave the car, and we would catch the trolley. And I did notice it then, when we were more in Atlanta, that they were back of the bus, and always we were at the front. But I guess as the only child, I was really naive. You could paddle in the first grade.
Really?
I got my hand paddled good for dancing on the table with Larry. Larry also grew up in Roswell, but I want to say Phillips, but Ms. Jessie was my first grade teacher, and she would take my hand, and she's a lovely lady. She was just paddle away at my hand. And I think, is she doing this to me? And then she'd have corners that she would sit in.